kids, that's all our parents call it a cool-off.
We'll have some more of it before we get through here. You will. We might not, but you will. We'll have some cool-off before you get through.
We call it cool-off, but they call it kerosene.
We call it kerosene now because it's made out of petroleum now.
I don't know why they call it cool-off.
It's made out of coal, Blue. It's made out of coal originally. We didn't have oil here in
I guess so.
Coal oil.
We call it cool off.
What about if you ever hear of people in this area make a makeshift lamp, a temporary lamp, say by taking a bottle, some coal oil, something for a wick, using it for emergency lighting or something like that?
I haven't heard of it. No, since they have candles, my young person, not before our days, they probably did.
They could put a wick in a bottle.
Put one in there,
and
I don't,
put a cart or something in it.
I don't know what these Negroes use.
I think the Negroes did. We didn't. See, we have with our cool oil lights, lamps, we have a wick in there, you know, that absorbs the oil and it comes up and burns, you know.
A lantern burns coal oil.
Have you ever heard anybody in this area use the word flambeau? In that
flambeau
as meaning a temporary lamp?
No. I haven't, because I've seen a lot of them. They're usually the same.
No.
I've never seen anybody here.
Are you familiar with these little black pots that some people place in their orchards?
We call them smudge pots. Smudge pots.
Yeah.
Smudge pots. You put them in the arches and put them on the trees. We call them smudge pots.
Smudge pots, and I have these.
They bind with kerosene to cool off.
Now, are these
sanitized?
Oh, thank you. Are these smudge pots anything like, I don't know if you have them out here, but back in Alabama, sometimes the highway department.
Yeah, I have some of them. So.
The highway department.
There's a warning device, and I used them for my citrus trees.
You know, they used
they
to use
the same thing.
You know those smudge spots?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, up till a few years ago, they used. You know, Carter Stiles. When he built that 183, or when he built that road, he was black using tree.
Yeah, he took care of them. Yeah.
Those smudge spots.
Yeah,
you know, they don't use them
there
anymore.
No, they use that electric battery now. Yeah, they used to have a lot of them because a lot of wind would blow them out. Yeah, I have some. I bought them from a smudge pots from a citrus, a couple of citrus trees. That's good. Not much heat comes off of the smoke.
Around here, what would people call the thing that you would put in the mouth of a bottle, say, to prevent the liquid from spilling out of it?
Cork.
That's a cork.
Well, we call them stoppers.
Originally call them stoppers.
Stopper and a cork the same thing?
Yeah.
Could a stopper be made of anything besides a cork?
Oh, yeah.
All stoppers corks?
No, you've got the plastic deals now and the rubber stoppers.
But a long time ago, all they used is a cork as a stopper.
Glass.
You, huh?
See, with a glass stopper up there and that. Wine bottle.
Yeah, I know. But ordinarily, used a long time ago, they used cork to stop us all together.
Yeah, they can't buy them everywhere now.
No, because a cork will go down and then it'll swell, I guess. No liquid will come out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of rubber stoppers being used now. Plastic, too.
What do people around here call this musical instrument that you get played?
French harp.
We call them French harp.
French harp. Ever heard it called anything else?
Harmonica.
Would you say that one of those words is any older than the other?
I think the French harp is older.
I believe the French harp, I think.